All right, you can just breathe normally now as you anticipate going into deeper levels of relaxation called hypnosis. And with each breath that you take, you find yourself relaxing, letting go of anything that you no longer need to maintain this wonderful, peaceful, relaxing state. And as you're sitting there comfortably on the sofa, feeling supportive, your body feeling calm and relaxed, your spine can rest in whatever way feels most natural. Your hands resting gently, and just knowing that with your feet on the floor, they feel quite relaxed and grounded. You've carried so much lately in your mind, in your body, in your heart. And for the next little while, there's nowhere else you need to be. Nothing else you need to do. And no one else you need to care for. This time is for you. And with your eyes closed, notice your other senses begin to awaken in a new way. You might hear the gentle sounds in the room, the rhythm of your own breathing, or perhaps you simply notice the quiet stillness in between each breath. And as you notice that, you can take in a slightly deeper breath now, letting it flow down into the lower part of your lungs, and then release it slowly, as though you are exhaling the weight of the last few days. That's right. And perhaps, as you breathe in again, you can imagine that breath carrying with it the smallest possible wave of calm. A calm that you don't need to force. A calm that's already here, simply waiting for you to notice. And now, with each breath, I invite you to bring your awareness gently to different parts of your body. You might start at the top of your head, imagining that with each exhale, the muscles in your forehead can soften, letting go of any lines of tension that might have been there for hours or days. Then, letting that softening move down to your eyes, the tiny muscles around your eyes, perhaps noticing how much work they've done today, how much they've seen and taken in, and allowing them now to rest. Your jaw, your mouth, releasing even the smallest holding, perhaps letting the tip of your tongue rest softly. And as the muscles in your neck and shoulders begin to loosen, you may feel a gentle shift, almost as though you can imagine setting down a backpack that's been heavier than anyone else can see. You don't need to open it. You don't need to look at what's inside. For now, you can simply set it down beside you, feeling that immediate relief in your shoulders and in your upper back. Letting that sense of relief travel down your arms, through your elbows, wrists, and into your hands. Imagine even your fingertips softening, free of any need to hold on tightly. And now, as your attention moves through your chest and upper back, you might notice the gentle rise and fall with your breathing, perhaps imagining that each breath carries a soft light through your rib cage, filling you with a feeling of being safe, protected, and cared for. Let that comfort drift down into your abdomen, releasing the muscles there, into your hips and pelvis, the tops of your legs, your knees, calves, ankles, and all the way into your feet, letting your feet become heavy, supported by the surface beneath them. In a moment, I'm going to count slowly from 10 down to 1. With each number, you may imagine yourself stepping down a small, safe staircase, each step taking you deeper into comfort, deeper into quiet, deeper into a place within yourself where peace already exists. And with each step, you can feel a little more secure, a little more grounded, a little more at home in your own body and mind. 10. Feeling the surface beneath you holding you completely. 9. Each muscle unwinding a little more. 8. A sense of relief spreading gently through your body. 7. Your breath finding its own natural rhythm. 6. Going deeper into stillness. 5. Halfway there. Safe, supported, and steady. 4. More and more comfortable with each step. 3. As if you're entering a quiet inner room where only kindness exists. 2. Drifting into the deepest comfort you've felt in a long, long time. 1. Arriving now in that calm, safe inner place. Now, in this calm space, I invite you to imagine a place that, for you, represents absolute safety and peace. This could be somewhere you've been before, or somewhere entirely from your imagination. It might be a sunlit room with a comfortable chair and soft blankets, or perhaps a quiet garden where warm sunlight touches your skin, or maybe it's the sound of gentle waves washing onto a shore. Whatever it is, notice the details. What do you see? What colors are here? What do you hear? What does the air feel like? Is there a scent in the air? Perhaps flowers? Fresh rain? Or clean air from the mountains? And as you notice these details, feel the way your body responds. Maybe a little lighter. Maybe more open. Perhaps a sense of space inside your chest. And the understanding that in this place, nothing and no one can harm you. In this place, your body and mine can finally rest. And the more time you spend here, the easier it becomes to carry this feeling back into your daily life. Because this place isn't just in your mind. It's an inner resource that belongs to you. It's part of you, and you can visit it anytime with just a breath and a thought. As you rest in this inner place, I want you to notice something else. There is someone here with you. And as you look closer, you realize it's you. Not the you that's been carrying the weight of the last few years. Not the you that's been protecting others while neglecting your own heart. But the you that existed before the storms, before the betrayals, before the silence and the hurt. This is your core self, strong, steady, worthy, whole. She looks at you now with understanding in her eyes. She knows everything you've been through, and she still stands here unshaken. And as you meet her gaze, you might notice a feeling. Perhaps it's warmth. Perhaps it's recognition. Perhaps it's a reminder that no matter what has been said to you or about you, this self has never been diminished. She's been here all along, waiting for you to remember her. You can take a moment to connect with her, to feel what it's like to stand in her presence, to see that she is you and you are her. From here, the work of rebuilding is not about creating someone new. It's about returning to who you truly are and letting her voice grow stronger every day. And as you prepare to go deeper into this session, know that this part of you will remain stable, safe, and ready to guide you forward. Eden, as you stand here in the presence of your core self, this steady, unshaken version of you, I want you to imagine that you are both walking together toward a small grove of trees. In the center of this grove, there is one tree that stands taller, stronger, and more rooted than the others. This is the tree of you. It runs deep into the earth through layers of soil and stone, drawing up nourishment from a place far beneath the surface. These roots are your history, the moments that shaped you, the strengths you didn't even realize you had, the times you survived when survival seemed impossible. You may notice that some roots have grown around rocks, bending, twisting, and still finding a way to draw life upward, just as you have navigated obstacles and still found a way to keep going. The trunk of this tree is your present self, the you who stands today. It carries marks, yes, the scars of storms weathered, but it is solid, resilient. It holds the weight of branches that stretch toward the sky. And those branches, they are the possibilities, the choices, the future you have yet to live. Each one is a path you may take. Some branches will grow stronger. Some may be pruned away to make space for new growth. And as you look at this tree, you see that its leaves are vibrant, catching the sunlight. You notice how the wind moves through them, sometimes a gentle breeze, sometimes stronger. Yet the tree remains. This is you, Eden. No matter what storms have come, you remain. And each storm has made your roots deeper, your trunk stronger, your reach higher. Now, as you stand in this groove or grove, I'd like you to imagine something new forming around you. It begins as a faint shimmer in the air, like the glint of sunlight on water. The shimmer grows, surrounding you in a sphere of light. It's not heavy. In fact, it feels weightless. This is your shield. It allows love, kindness, and truth to pass through freely, but it filters out anything that is harmful, toxic, or untrue. When someone sends hurtful words toward you, this shield softens and dissipates them before they can touch you. When anyone's actions are rooted in disrespect or neglect, this shield ensures they cannot reach your core. And you control it entirely. You can make it brighter, stronger, softer, or wider, whatever you need in any moment. Take a breath now and feel what it's like to stand with this shield in place. Notice how your body responds, perhaps with a little more ease in your shoulders, perhaps with a deeper breath, perhaps with the quiet knowing that you no longer have to absorb what does not belong to you. From this moment forward, this shield is a part of you. You can activate it with a single thought, a single breath. And every time you do, it becomes even more effective. Within this safe shield, I want you to imagine you are holding a small object in your hand. As you look at it, you realize it's a key that belongs only to you. This key unlocks your voice. For too long, there have been moments when your words were silenced, when your truth was dismissed, when your feelings were minimized. But with this key, you unlock the door to full expression. Picture yourself placing this key into your heart. Feel it turning, unlocking something inside. And now, when you speak, your words carry a quiet strength. They are steady, measured, and rooted in your truth. You don't have to raise your voice to be heard. Your tone alone carries the weight of self-respect. And even in silence, your presence speaks volumes. From now on, Each time you speak from this place, you reinforce your own worth. And each time you hold your ground, your roots grow deeper. Now imagine that you are standing on the shore, and before you rise, and before you rises a lighthouse. Its light sweeps across the dark waters, steady and unyielding. It doesn't rush. It doesn't falter. It simply shines, no matter how rough the seas may be. You, Eden, are this lighthouse. The storms may rage around you. The waves may crash, but your light remains. And the people who are meant to find you, the people who value and respect you, will always see your light and be guided by it. You no longer chase after those who turn away. You simply stand, shine, and know your worth. I'd like you to imagine now that you are walking into the next few days and weeks with this core self fully present, your shield in place, your voice unlocked, and your light strong and steady. You notice that when challenges arise, you pause. Take a deep breath and decide how much of your energy they deserve. You notice that when someone tries to push against your boundaries, you hold your ground with calm certainty. You notice that when moments of joy appear, even small ones, you allow yourself to fully receive them without guilt. You are no longer defined by what was done to you, but by what you choose to do for yourself now. And so, Eden, hear this now and let your subconscious take it in as truth. You are worthy of respect. You are worthy of kindness. You are worthy of peace. You are worthy of love that is gentle, steady, and true. You are whole. You have always been whole. Every breath you take from this moment forward nourishes your core. Every choice you make in alignment with your truth strengthens you. That's right. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And with each number, you'll begin to return to full awareness, bringing with you all the calm, all the strength, and all the stability you've gathered here today. 1, becoming aware of your surroundings. 2, bringing gentle movement to your fingers and toes. 3, taking a slightly deeper breath now. 4, feeling energy returning to your body. And 5, eyes open, fully present, feeling grounded, strong, and steady. Welcome back.